recording of the funeral service of the Reverend Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, who was born on the 20th of December 1899 and died on the 1st of March 1981. The service took place on the 6th of March 1981 at Newcastle Emlyn in the Calvinistic Church, Bethel. The service was conducted by the Reverend Vernon Higham, helped by the Reverend Howell Rees-Jones and the Reverend Elwin Davis. The interment of the body took place at Geckley Cemetery, just outside of Newcastle Emlyn, and the service was conducted by the Reverend Omri Jenkins.
Thank you. chapter 15, verses 35 and following. A historic meeting about the Tekbeba, a governor feeding to the Quran. I used to be on the way to you. Habor, a Kabakira Bayru. Agar, you've got for the yet. Oh, I'm in it.
Mewn moment, ar darawiad sygar, wrth
Ritgorn diwedd. Canis. Fe Ritgorn y gar, a'r meirw a gyfodir y nan llygryd. A minnau a newidir. Oherwydd, rhaid i'r llygradwy hwn wisgo am llygredigau. Ac i'r farwol hwn wisgo am farwolden. A llawn barfo i'r llygradwy hwn wisgo am llygredigau. Ac i'r farwol hwn wisgo am farwolden. Yna y bydd yr adrodd a sgrifennu angau a lyngtwy mewn buddigoliaeth. O, angau, pa le mae dy goli? O, ifer, pa le mae dy buddigoliaeth? Colin angau yw pechod a grin pechod yw ei gyfraith. Ond, i ddiw y byddodio, a hwn sydd ar rhoddi i ni, bydd ei bogeith, trwy ein harglwyd Iesu Grist. Am hynny fy mhrodur yn, byddwch sicr a di ymod, a heleithion yn waith yr adwy, yn wastadol. A chwi yn gwybod nad yw eich llafur chwi yn ofer yn yr arall. O'n i fewn i'r dyfodd ar y darlleniad yna.
Let us all pray. Living God, life-giving, life-taking, and life-keeping, Heavenly Father, we come into thy presence as ever and only we will, through Jesus Christ thy Son, our Lord and Saviour, who has brought life and immortality to light through the Gospel.
Amen.
We bow in thy presence and we would worship thee. We recognize that at all times thou art worthy of ceaseless and unqualified praise and adoration. And this afternoon we would bring unto thee, by thy gracious help in which we trust, a tribute of praise and thanksgiving.
Amen.
With all that is within us.
Amen.
We recognize, O Lord our God, that our debt to thee through Jesus Christ is such that we can neither compute it nor repay it.
Amen.
But we rejoice in thy presence in the knowledge that we are debtors to thy grace and mercy, and that as thou hast loved us with an everlasting love, thou wilt never let us go. So we cleave to thee, we call upon thy holy name, and we ask thee to grant unto us the aid of thy Spirit, so that in the Spirit we might acknowledge thy greatness and majesty, thine eternity and changelessness, and the tenderness, constancy of thy compassion toward us, the sinners as we are, in Jesus Christ, thy blessed Son.
Amen.
O Lord, we pray that thou wilt lift us all up into the light of the presence of thy glory, so that we might be able, looking at thee, to look down upon all our unworthiness, our weakness, our concern, and rejoicing in thy might and thy righteousness, experience thy peace and thy joy.
Amen.
in our hearts at this time. For, O Lord, we would together triumph in Jesus Christ, thy Son. And by thy help, we would seek to prevent Satan, our adversary, gaining any advantage over us, or any gain in the least degree for his kingdom, through an unworthy reaction on our part to the immense loss that we feel at this time. We would rather, O God, looking at thee, remind him that he is eternally defeated.
Amen.
And that all who believe in thy Son are everlastingly delivered from the law of sin and death. We give thee our thanks, O God, for thy dear Son who came and bore our sins in his own body on the tree, having yielded himself in perfect obedience time and time again to every precept and commandment of thine, so that in offering himself up to thee, he was dying not on his own account, but on account of his people whose sins and guilt he bore. We thank thee that he is our righteousness, and that in his death, our death has died, and in his resurrection, everlasting life is proclaimed. We rejoice together in Jesus Christ, who died for our sins according to the scriptures, and rose the third day according to the scriptures. Grant then, we pray, that through this service this afternoon, Satan's kingdom may be shaken, and that men and women might be brought from darkness to light, and thy people filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We come before thee, O God, and thank thee that thou canst read our hearts and know what we feel at this time. And we bless thee that we need not make any pretense in thy presence in order to convey some impression to others that we are subject to sadness and grief, a sense of desolation and bereavement. In faith, O God, we would bring all this to thee and bow in thy presence, for thou art the only one who can strengthen us and grant us hope and peace. And we bless thee that even as we have gathered together to sing thy praise and hear thy word read, that we have known that thou hast been with us here and that to bless us. We thank thee that as we meet together to remember the life and ministry of thine honored servant, our dear friend and brother, Dr. Lloyd Jones, that we can together acknowledge that through him thou hast been incredibly good to us. We would acknowledge, O Lord, that in his voice we have heard thine. And we bless thee for this. That as we have sat under his preaching and consulted him privately, we have known that sympathetic concern and understanding which there is in thy mind and heart toward all thy people. We thank thee that we have heard thine authoritative voice in him. Firm, clear, true, wise, kind, understanding. And we bless thee, O Lord our God, for this. We pray that thou wilt grant each of us grace, that we might not forget that which we have heard from thee through him. We would together thank thee this afternoon for all that thou wast to him throughout his living and in his dying. For thou dost never leave thy people. Thou dost give more grace. And we thank thee together for a way in which thou didst sustain him true to thy word, ever seeking the outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. and the unity in the spirit of all who truly believe in thy Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank thee for the strength thou didst give him not to be deflected from his calling, from his task. We thank thee for every encouragement thou didst give to him to fight the good fight of faith, to lay hold on eternal life, to finish his course, keeping the faith. And we pray, O Lord, that thou wilt sanctify to each of us that memory, so that we too, in our day, in our work, in our living, in our dying, might magnify Jesus Christ in our bodies, whether it be by life or by death. We gather together to commit his body lovingly to the ground from which it was taken. We thank thee it will be taken from the ground again. The coming again of thy Son in power and great glory. We look toward that day and ask, great God, that thou wilt keep us hastening up. Bring it near. Gather in that vast host for whom Jesus Christ died. And grant that we shall forever together be with the Lord. We would give thee our thanks too, O Lord, for all that is still available to us of the ministry of thy servant. And we pray for all that will be produced in written form in the days to come. We ask that it may be true. We ask that it may be worthy. We ask that by it thou mightest be glorified. And through it, thy servant, though dead to us but not to thee, may yet speak. We would bring to thee the family who mourns his passing more than any or all of us can do. We thank thee for their Christian testimony. We bless thee for thy sustaining grace to them. And we would commit each of them now to thee and to thine infinite sympathy, to thy supporting strength, and to that peace which passes all understanding, and to that hope which more than mitigates even the deepest sorrow. We name them before thee. We pray for Mrs. Lloyd-Jones. We thank thee, O God, for her, for the way in which she gave up her husband, thy servant, to thee, to thy work, to us, and to all thy people. Thou hast promised to be a God to the widow. O Lord, we bring that promise to thee and ask thee to keep it richly, far beyond all that we can ask or think. Keep it richly to her and in her mind and heart, we pray. We pray for Sir Frederick and Lady Catherine, Mrs. Anne Desmond. We commit to thee each of the grandchildren, Christopher, Beth and Jane and Jonathan, Elizabeth and Rhiannon and Adam, and all the wider family. O Lord, sanctify to them every memory of a husband and a father-in-law and a grandfather. And we pray that to us all, as thy church on earth, thou wilt remind us that thou hast spoken to us and raised up a prophet among us. O God, impress upon us our responsibility. Enable us to pursue that course that he set before us from thy word. And may it please thee in the days to come to answer those prayers which thy servant presented to thee many times in his life. Bind thy people together, O God. Plant churches. join them together in true spiritual fellowship. Revive thy work. Pour out thy spirit from on high. Accept then our thanks for all thy goodness to us and thy grace. We worship thee. We thank thee that we're all hastening on, and one day we'll be where partings are no more, forever with thee, the Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We shall now sing the second hymn in the leaflets, and that's the God of Abraham prayer.
Thank you. congregation that gathered here today, and also a vast congregation. When I think of the multitudes of people who desire to be here with all their hearts and to express our sympathy and our love with Mrs. Lloyd-Jones in Polawai losing her partner, and with Sir Frederick and Lady Catherwood, and with Mrs. Anne Desmond in losing Polawai a father, and with Christopher, Beth and Jane, Jonathan, Elizabeth, Rihanna and Adam in a grandfather. And also we remember Dr. Lloyd-Jones' brother, Sir Vincent Lloyd-Jones, and Lady Lloyd-Jones and the family, and all the other relatives. And if I may say this as well, I know he belonged to you, but will you allow me to say, he belonged to us. He belonged to this world, you know. I do not believe that I'm exaggerating when I say that he was the prophet of this century for the world.
Amen.
But in a very special way, he belonged to Wales. And I'm sure that if anybody's not from Wales here today, there are many from Scotland and from England. I'm sure you don't mind my saying that. There was a corner in his heart that was special for his own land. He belonged in that way. I don't like saying we have lost, but lost for a while. He was a great preacher. How do you describe a great preacher? A servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. But such a servant. One star different from another. There is a difference. He was faithful in a time of great apostasy and dearth in the land.
Yeah.
And we thank God for him.
Yeah.
He was a friend. A friend to ordinary little ministers like myself. He traveled miles to help us. He would spend hours counseling us. He was a father. And he was a friend to us as well. I know he belongs to you, but in one way too, he belongs to us, in one way. When things began to move in Wales after a long time of sorrow spiritually, those who came to the Lord one by one and entered the ministry, he taught us that there was such a thing as Christian doctrine. We didn't know, but he taught us. Only in order that we might know him and the fellowship of his resurrection, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. He taught us also about the work of the Spirit. Mostly he pointed us to God, and to a holy God, and to a great and a wonderful God. And he has kept alive in our hearts a flame for revival. It was my earnest prayer that he might have seen it lit before he went home. But he's gone to the place where revivals are made.
Yeah. Amen.
And that is heaven. Now we have the remains here. I say remains, my friend. We lovingly remember him, we say respectfully, not as Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, although I always used to call him Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones, but the doctor. And whoever else may want to claim that title in England and Wales and Scotland, it didn't make much headway. There was one doctor, and it was Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones. We love most deeply. And there are a multitude of people who are in this land who thank God that he passed their way and led them to Christ. A multitude have gone on before, and how wonderful that is. A faithful servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is not my place to bring a service of appreciation of all that he was, but I have to say a little, just a little. I have to say the love of my own heart for him. I'm sure I speak for you all, but everyone I suppose speaks for himself. I don't know, just speaking humanly, how I would have gone on. So I thank God for every remembrance of him. When I was with him the last time, he asked me to pray for him, and he asked me to pray this. I wanted him to ask me to pray that he might be healed, but he didn't ask that. And I found it hard. It took me some weeks before I was able to pray this. I found it hard. Pray that I might have an abundant entrance into glory. And he said this sentence, and I'm sure the family would be willing for me to share. I am a sinner saved by grace. And that's all. So I have a text. And if he were by my side now, I know what he would say to me. Because he used to preach every year in my chapel, our chapel at Heath. Really, he was almost a minister of Heath as well. And the congregation loved him. And I said, I'm afraid it's so brief. And he said, oh, that's good. Let's get to the gospel. That's what I'm going to do now. But I'm going to give that verse which he gave and endeavor for a little while to share it with you by the grace of God. It's in the second epistle of Peter and the first chapter, the 11th verse. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. That was his desire. And that is the desire of every believer, that when our time comes, and come it will, that we might have our expected end, receiving the end of our saved salvation, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Putting one hymn that we sing so often, in that tremendous hour. Have you ever thought of death like that? In that tremendous hour. The Bible tells us that when a sinner comes to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, and his sins are forgiven, he comes there in repentance and faith, the Bible tells me that heaven rejoices. Yeah. Well, I've been working it out. If heaven rejoices when a sinner is saved, what must it be like when a saint comes home? It must be very wonderful indeed. An abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. But I want to help everyone that's here. Some of you are saved. Saved from hell. Saved for heaven. And you know that you're marching to Zion, the beautiful city of God. And there may be many others here who have a trembling, dithering kind of faith. I hope so, I think so, I'm not sure. But you have not trusted in Christ alone. And your destiny is not heaven. What a wonderful thing it would be if you cross the threshold of faith in such a service as this. A hymn that Dr. Lloyd-Jones often quoted. We seem to like the same hymns. I used to be very pleased about that. Oh, how can I, whose native sphere is dark, whose mind is dim, before the ineffable appear, or upon my naked spirit bear, the uncreated being? How can I? Shall I talk for a little while then, just about that? I'll not keep you long, but I must expound the scripture for a little while. The mystery of faith. Faith is a mysterious thing. It's something more, you know, than that which the chapels gave us, where people say, well, I believe in Jesus Christ. Are you going to heaven? Well, I hope so. I hope so. They used to call that in the old days fideism, believism. It doesn't get you there. There is no abundant entrance for such. That is not faith. Faith is something that is made in heaven. By grace, I say, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And it is a very special relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me use this hymn that I've quoted as I go along. Oh, how can I, whose native sphere is dark, whose mind is dim, before the ineffable appear, or upon my naked spirit bear the uncreated beam? Then the writer goes on to say, there is a way for man to rise to that sublime above, an offering and a sacrifice, a Holy Spirit energies and advocates with God. Listen, my friends, there is a way. There is a way. And that is the heart of Christianity. By the same author in his first epistle, Peter, he writes these words about the heart of the gospel. And how are we saved? For as much as you know that you were not redeemed, that is brought back to God, for as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, you don't get it that way, by tradition or by any even nominal form of religion, even be it Christian nominal religion, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spots. May I put that clearly? In the Old Testament, they used to take a lamb, and the high priest would lay his hands on the neck of the lamb and transfer the sin and the guilt of the people onto the lamb. And the lamb was killed, and it was a pattern, and in the shedding of the blood there was forgiveness. Then John the Baptist said, when he saw Jesus Christ, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And the law laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We are sinners, and our lot is hell, unless we come to that place where we are able to say words something like this: none other hope, none other land, none other name, none other hope in heaven or earth or sea. None other hiding place from guilt and shame, none beside thee. Yeah. Where shall I hide me? Where shall I bury my sins? Where shall I be forgiven? Shall I immerse myself in my denomination? Shall I immerse myself in some ritual? Shall I immerse myself in some ideology? None other lamp. None other name, none other hope in heaven or earth or sea, none other hiding place from guilt and shame, none beside thee. And we come to the sinless Jesus, and our uncleanness was laid upon him. And as by the grace of God we are led there to repent and to believe, we are born again, and we enter into a spiritual dimension that we become the children of God. There is nothing more precious on earth than this.
Amen.
The gift of salvation. This is a great mystery, but it keeps on happening.
Yeah.
And it will happen till the end of time.
Yeah.
The mastery of death. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who giveth us the victory. That is our victory. In Christ our sins are forgiven. Not that defileth shall ever enter heaven. How can I, whose native sphere is dark, whose mind is dim, how can I? There is a way for man to rise to that sublime abode, an offering, a sacrifice, a Holy Spirit's energies, an advocate with God. Has that happened to you? Mi dal a mai coriar yn wal, wrth deimlo gwyf o fwrs, a iogrwyd, fel mynyddoedd ni, dri'n ganu, wrth y groes, os edrych yn ar i'r dwyrau'n draw, os edrych yn ar i'r de, ymhlyth a di, neu yn te ddaw, does debyg iddo fe. And to those, there is ministered unto them an abundant entrance. There was a little word that came to me from this verse, and it clung to my soul. Something that helped me when I thought of my time. He ministers an entrance. He comes for us. So that where I am, there ye may be also. He knows us by name. Opposite of everything in this complicated world. With all his vanities, the warmth and the simplicity of how he comes and gathers us into his arms. Let me read you something, just a little paragraph. It's quoted by a man called Wagner. It's not his illustration, and he doesn't say where it comes from. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sail to the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She is an object of beauty and strength, and I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and sky come down to meet each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she is gone." Gone where? Gone from my sight, that is all. She is just as large in mast and hull and spar as she was when she left my side, and just as able to bear her load of living weights to its place of destination. Her diminished size is in me, not in her. And just at the moment when someone at my side says, "There, she is gone," on that distant shore, there are other eyes watching for her coming, and other voices ready to take up the glad shout, "Here she comes." And such is thine. He is gone. Here he comes.
Amen. Yeah.
And such is thine. Now in the middle of my message, I want you to say a verse with me. The Lord gave. The Lord gave, the Lord hath taken away, blessed be the name of the Lord. and such is thine, an abundant entrance. Amen. Lastly, the majesty of heaven into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. How shall we describe that kingdom where he is now? He was happy with you. He was happy with us. Shall I say this? It is bound to be so. He is in a happiness and joy now that far excels anything that you and I can ever know. For he is in a place, what is heaven like? An inheritance, says Peter, incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Etiveriae, anthragredig, dihalogedig, dihilanedig, anhagu, anemolidi, anhiv, anhad, amai tawer, anhigvanai, ape amgen, mavia, loedasuniqui, in my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Do you remember the verse about God? One thing he cannot do. The God that cannot lie. If it were not so, I would have told you. There are no tears there. Do you know who wipes the tears away? When you think of bureaucracy of every country and how difficult it is to get to a head of department. God himself shall wipe away all tears from our lives. That's wonderful. Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
There is no pain there. Born is suffering. Well, he was cared for and loved and surrounded with care, but there is no more pain there. There is no death there. All is light, and all is peace, and all is good. It is but a veil. And yet we cannot see through it. And yet all that is there, that inheritance. Eternal light, eternal light. How pure the soul must be when placed within thy searching sight. It shrinks not, but with calm delight can live and look on thee. He has been in your arms, in your care, and such care, and such love. He is still in your heart, but he is in the arms of the God of love, to whom we give glory and honor. And majesty, yes. And praise. Our hearts weep and yet rejoice. That's how I am here now.
Yeah.
Two things within me. A weeping and a rejoicing. Thanking God for every sweet remembrance. Thanking God for every precious word. That too. Miss him.
Yeah.
That too. All that. God knows. I'm going to read a hymn to close. It's a hymn of triumph. We're not going to sing this hymn, I'm just going to read it to you. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress. Can you see that now? Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty are my glorious dress.
this flaming world in these array, with joy shall I lift up my head. Oh, may I put a Welsh hymn in there, a little line which I love, which is right. Hyder gostygedi, a humble confidence. They sound a strange mixture, but they're right, you know, not presumption, a humble confidence. Bold shall I stand in that great day, for who ought to my charge shall they? Fully absolved, through thee I am, from sin and fear and guilt and shame. The holy, meek, and spotted Lamb, who from the Father's bosom came, who died for me, even me to atone, now for my Lord and God I own. This spotless robe the same appears, when ruined nature sinks in years, no age can change its glorious hue, the robe of Christ is ever new. And now listen to this. When from the dust of death I rise to claim my mansion in the skies, ye then shall this be all my plea. Jesus hath lived and died for me. Oh, let the dead now hear thy voice. Now bid thy vanished ones rejoice. Their beauty this, their glorious dress, Jesus the Lord, our righteousness.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father, we commit ourselves to thee, and ask thy blessing upon us, and may thy sweet grace be towards us, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Now we shall sing a Welsh hymn, and after we have sung this hymn, the Reverend Graham Harrison will close the service in prayer. I think I'll take this opportunity to give the announcement. The burial will be at the Getley Cemetery. You turn right, you should come to the main road from the chapel, go to the main street, you turn right for Cardigan, then about a mile or so on your left. Reverend Dominic Jenkins will be taking the service there. At the Cowder Hotel, there will be refreshments for those who have travelled for some distance, and the family warmly welcome them. Now we'll sing this hymn. My Prydiang o'r hole, Tarlu, o ddisgled o'r tylwain cynne, a cynnal esgynol fy Iesu, ac yno yr eiriol i fi.
Oh,
Lord our God, we come into thy presence again in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank thee for him. We thank thee for the blessed hope of everlasting life that we have by faith in him. We thank thee, O God, that our brother, our dear beloved brother, whose mortal remains we lay to rest this day, is at home with his Lord. We bless thee, O God, upon every remembrance of him. And we would ask thee once more that thou wouldst look down in pity and mercy and love upon us. We tenderly lift up to thee again the family in their sorrow, and we ask that thou wilt be to them all that they shall ever need. And Lord, look upon thy people. We feel in one sense so bereft, O Lord, and yet thou art the living God, and we pray that thou wilt come to us, yea, Lord, as never before, and answer the prayers of thy servant, and break forth in blessing upon us. Grant, O Lord, our God, that when thou dost call each one of us to leave this world through which we pass on this short, uncertain earthly pilgrimage of ours, grant, Lord, that it shall be with joy and rejoicing that we enter heaven. We bless thee for that hope of the gospel, and we ask that thou wouldst shed thy love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. And thou may grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with each one of us this day and forevermore. Amen.